There's a big tug of war going on between the Michigan Civil Rights Commission and State Attorney General Bill Schuette, and in the middle, Michigan's LGBTQ citizens. You may recall in May, the Civil Rights Commission decided to include LGBTQ individuals as people protected by the state's Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. That prompted a response last Friday from the AG and a counterpunch Monday from the commission. With us now is Stephanie White, Executive Director of Equality Michigan. Stephanie, take us back to just what the Civil Rights Commission declared in May and why.
So in May, the Civil Rights Commission voted on a request for an interpretive statement that Equality Michigan actually made last year. Last year, coming together with all of the LGBT community and organizations in our state, we submitted a request to the Civil Rights Commission that they follow the path that federal courts have been traveling, which is to recognize that this kind of discrimination, which we had previously seen as distinct, that we called sexual orientation, gender identity, is actually just variations on sex discrimination. So in their role as a commission who's tasked with interpreting civil rights laws, we asked them to issue an interpretive statement to recognize that, yes, sex discrimination does cover the LGBT community.
So that came out in May, and they said, yes, it does.
Yes, it does. They agree.
All right. And then last Friday, the Attorney General issued an opinion which said—
Well, the Attorney General, after being requested by some of the Republican leadership in our state, the Attorney General did not volunteer this, but rather he was requested. He issued a statement that said, in fact, the Civil Rights Commission overstepped their rules. He believes that they went too far, that they don't have the authority to make that interpretation, that they violated the plain meaning of the law, and that their interpretation is invalid.
And that the sex part of the sex discrimination part of the Elliot Larson Act is male-female, not the sexual orientation issue.
Right. He believes that if lawmakers wanted sexual orientation, yes, gender identity to be covered, they would have done it in the past.
All right. Now take us to Monday and this counterpunch from the Michigan Civil Rights Commission.
Well, they met Monday. After much counsel and research, they recognized that, no, we are an independent commission. The Constitution of the State of Michigan has tasked us. Not only do they have the right, but they have the responsibility to interpret these civil rights laws.
So they're going to stay the course.
They're staying the course.
So is Attorney General Schuette's opinion legally binding?
Well, you know, finally, we'll have to probably go to court and you'll find out. But I think it's very clear from previous Michigan State Supreme Court rulings that, in fact, it is not binding on this commission. That very clearly this issue has come up in the past and the Michigan State Supreme Court has said no. The Attorney General's opinion is not binding on the action of an independent commission such as this one.
You know, Mr. Schuette's suggestion was if you want to change the law, you either go through the legislature or you do a ballot proposal.
This is not a change to the law. I agree with him, but we are not changing the law. The Civil Rights Commission did not change the law.
So what impact will all of this, do you think, have on investigations and complaints that have been filed by LGBT people, you know, under the Elliot Larson Act?
Well, it's wonderful. It gives people an actual chance or actual path towards justice. So right now, there are about 43 different cities and municipalities around the state of Michigan that have local non-discrimination ordinances. But as you know, local cities have limited cash, limited resources.
They do not have deep pockets.
They do not have deep pockets. And those local ordinances as well only cover about 2.5 million people in our state out of 9 million. So it leaves a lot of people uncovered. It also leaves a lot of companies and businesses unaware, kind of, and uncertain of what their roles and responsibilities are. So the impact is multiple fold. One is that individuals will be able to have their cases heard and taken seriously, that they will be, you know, treated equally under the law, which is what LGBT people want. Mm-hmm. Number two, businesses will have a clear understanding of their responsibilities under the law to treat customers equally.
But don't you think people are going to hear what Mr. Schuette said Friday? Okay, and then what?
And then, you know, if they run crosswise of the law, then the Civil Rights Commission will correct their misperception.
you see this going to court ultimately?
I think it's very likely, mm-hmm. and which is fine. I mean, I think one of the confusions that Attorney General Schuette has been trying to sow is that he somehow has the ultimate say on the interpretation, and that is not true. Our Constitution clearly states that the commission's actions take precedent unless and until a court overrules them. A court. Attorney General Schuette is not a court.
So you're saying bring it on.
Well, I think we're in good – I mean, I would be happy if the law stayed the way it is because it is fair and it is grounded in precedent, both federal precedent, national practice of civil rights law, as well as in our courts' previous decisions. So I don't need it to go to court, but if it does, this Civil Rights Commission is in very firm footing.
Stephanie White, Executive Director of Equality Michigan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.